Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Welcome to the Online Writing Insider once again. I'm Simone Smith, and I'm sitting next to Robin Edmondson. And today we're talking about something I think is really exciting, because we've basically found elements that, if included in an online article, will give you huge improved chances of success.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We years ago, we had a program called the Flagship Hub Program.
Which has now lapsed into obscurity.
It has. But the great thing about it is, because it was years ago, we can look at those hubs and see how they've done over time.
Yes.
And we've found some pretty exciting results from it.
This is quite true. Yeah. They've seen a significant amount of traffic. And I think we calculated that, given a $6 CPM, they earn their authors about $16.50 each month.
Each hub does.
That's just one hub. So
that's pretty exciting.
That is really exciting. And if you're a relatively new online writer and you don't really know what success is, because often it takes a while to find your sweet spot as an online writer, including these elements that we encouraged people to include, or required really, in flagship hubs, could really give you a leg up.
Yeah.
So let's go over the different elements.
Yay. Sure.
First thing is
word count.
Indeed. At least 1,500, which is a decent amount.
Yeah. But we found that the more that you write about different subjects within your topic, the more likelihood that you have a chance to show up in search results. So having a really in-depth hub about a certain topic that, you know, dives into different areas of that topic.
Because you'll also catch alternate keywords that people may be searching for on that subject. Yep. Of course, I want to point out, with word count, you don't want it to just be high volume. It has to be, as you've indicated, quality, going into depth about something. If you just talk about yourself and your personal experiences with this thing, readers will probably become bored. And what you really want to do is make this a useful, easy to skip around article. So large swaths of text that are just used as filler to make that 1500 word count is not going to help you.
No.
It's not actually about word count and volume. It's about the richness of your resource. So don't just see this as a number. See,
so
this
it has
as
to be
a,
rich and...
Yes. And a lot.
And a lot. Yes.
Next one.
Photos.
Yes, we like photos.
We like
photos. They are pretty. And we found that people online also really like photos. In fact, the type of resource on our site that visitors go to after visiting hubs the most by volume is slideshow views.
Yes.
Which really indicates that readers are interested in the photos that people post. So we encourage posting to a hub at least 5 photos, because that's what is required on Hub Pages for there to be a slideshow.
And if you don't know how to use the slideshow while you're in edit mode of a hub, if you go to the settings tab, I believe it's the settings tab on the right, there'll be a checkbox that you can say, make this a slideshow.
That's checked by default. So as long as you have at least 5, it is checked by default.
Oh.
Yes, but you can also check it off if you don't want your 5 or more photos to show up in
slideshow. I'm wondering, though, if that's checked by default for older hubs, because I just went back to one of my hubs that I had written a couple years ago.
So if you've been on Hub Pages for a long time, you do need to go back and check
it. And I had to check it. So if it's an older hub that you're going back and you're adding to, which we highly recommend, we talked about this in a podcast earlier, that if you have a hub that's seeing some traffic or good traffic, go back and add some more words. You have a really good chance of making your those hubs, flagship hubs, like super, super strong. Go back and check that slideshow box if it's an older hub.
But it's not enough to have at least 5 photos and to have the slideshow feature enabled. You should also make sure that these photos are of a high caliber.
Yes.
So this includes not only photos that are free of pixelation, they look grainy, or watermarks, which we don't allow. We actually don't allow either of those things. They should not be stock photos. We've been joking about stock photos around the office lately. A lot of people default to them because they've seen them used elsewhere online. Now I'm referring to photos that have often white backgrounds. People look really posed. Mm-hmm. That's not a sign of a genuine article. Yeah. And people see them as almost a sign that you should not trust what you're reading.
Yeah.
We encourage you to use real photos. Even if they're taken with your cell phone, they may not be perfect, but they're genuine and they're a sign that you actually know what you're talking about. Yeah. So include those, include a lot of them, mm-hmm. and make them relevant, of course.
Yes.
Oh, and don't steal other people's photos.
Yeah.
And if you do, make sure that you properly attribute them. Well, if you do use other people's photos, mm-hmm. use only Creative Commons or public domain images or images that you've purchased the rights to use, and make sure that you properly attribute them.
Yeah.
All right, next thing.
Video.
Video. It is exciting.
Yes.
And it's a great way to illustrate something you're describing, especially if it's instructions or you want to offer more information.
We're talking original video here.
Oh, and yes. We definitely encourage original video.
I mean, you can take YouTube videos, of course. But if you can make your own video and post it on Hub Pages.
Yeah, or include it in any online article you write. It's an incredible resource you created. And it's fun for people to see an author actually talk to them.
Yep. And it keeps them on your page longer because you're engaging them. They're watching something.
Mm-hmm. But if you can't include something you've made on your own, including a relatively well-produced and completely relevant YouTube video helps.
Yep.
Say you're talking about making the perfect pie and you don't want to go into a lot of detail on your own about making the perfect pie crust, but there's a good YouTube video that you've always referred to,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and include that. Yes.
Yeah.
So next up, we encourage either putting in a map or a table capsule.
Mm-hmm. Or both.
Or both. So why is that so, Robin?
Well, I think we're just making a really rich page here. So mm-hmm. we talk about adding a map or table or a poll or quiz. Like all those kind of go together in that you're just creating a really rich, deep piece of information for your reader.
Yes.
And if it makes sense to put in, I love the table capsule. Just because it makes your information just really easy to disseminate and look at and read and understand.
Extremely good point. Both the map and table capsule are very data dense features. People don't really like to read online.
Yeah.
This is something that many people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
No one reads. So people are always looking for things like photos and maps and tables that can summarize information really quickly, and including those in your articles will make them better resources.
Yes. And the poll and quiz capsule is just engaging your reader. It's getting them to actually interact physically with, they have to click a button, they have to, you know, the quiz capsule is amazing. If you create a quiz capsule, they're really fun.
Yeah.
And
some of my most successful articles include those, actually feature them.
Yeah.
Now, that's why we encourage including those as well.
Mm-hmm.
And You don't have to put too much time into making a poll capsule.
No,
it's
easy.
Just ask people what their opinion is on your subject.
Yes.
Or if they've done this or that. And mm-hmm. it's actually fun to see the results.
Yeah.
You get an idea of what your readership is like.
Totally.
So a more back-end kind of detail is that we encourage you to include at least 10 tags in the things that you publish.
5 to 10 tags is a good number. You don't want to, people who have 50 tags, 100 tags, it's not really worth it, and it doesn't look good, and it's off-putting to readers and to search engines, so
looks
around
spammy.
10 tags is great. You don't really need many more.
Yes. Also, gotta have a custom summary.
Yes.
Many people just allow the summary to be some truncated version of their first paragraph, which is what will often happen as a default, both on Hub Pages and on other blogging platforms. But adding a custom summary allows you to take that bull by the horns, give a really short, less than 150 characters, but alluring reason for people to read your articles. And when really people are just going on what they see in search results, that little clip, you want that clip to be alluring.
Yeah.
So take that opportunity and make a really compelling argument for someone to visit your article. Finally,
make it pretty.
Yeah, I like things pretty. And obviously, with your beautiful photos and cool maps and tables, your article, be it on Hub Pages or somewhere else, is going to be looking pretty nice.
Yeah.
But another thing to make things look pretty is to break your text up. If you're on some other blogging platform or publishing platform, have multiple headers.
Mm-hmm.
On Hub Pages, all you have to do is break your text into multiple text capsules, which is super convenient. This enables people to skip through your article a lot, like I was saying earlier. No one likes to read that much.
Well, they're trying to find something specific, and maybe your first paragraph doesn't have it, but your fourth one does.
Yes.
So they can just look at your headers and be like, that's the information that I want. And they'll go to that, and they will consume that information. And then they're going to think, wow, this is a good writer. Maybe they have other things I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. So,
and your primary job is to deliver on what you promise in a title.
Mm-hmm.
So making it easier to deliver on that is...
Well, and that's not on this checklist, but that's a given. You have to have a good
totally
title.
A given.
You have to have a good title that people are searching for in search engines. So if you have all of these criteria and your title is My Vacation, you're not going to get in very many...
Because no one wants to hear about your vacation.
Yeah, and nobody's searching for My Vacation in Google.
No.
So you need to be really specific about what your title is and think about how people are searching online, and that should be very close to your title. Obviously, it needs to make sense. But,
indeed.
So think about your title's extremely important.
So quick review of that checklist of everything you want to include in an online article again. 1, 1,500 words.
2, 5 or more photos in a slideshow.
3, video, hopefully original.
4, add a map or table capsule.
5, add a poll or quiz capsule.
6, around 10 tags.
7, make sure you have a custom summary.
And 8, make it pretty.
Yay! Pretty. So, people say that there's no formula for success online, and that's definitely true, but this is the closest we can come and have come to actually having a formula for creating the ultimate online article and one that is really likely to be successful.
And we have data behind it. We can
tell. We've got the numbers.
We've got the numbers, which is pretty exciting. And we've been around long enough to have those numbers, so.
Yes.
Yes.
So include those things in your articles everywhere. And heck, in writing in general.
Yes.
I think they're good things to go by. We hope you find it helpful. And if you have any requests for future formulas or bits of advice, just send them in an email to podcast@toughpages.com. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.